ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తత్తోజాయ ముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto entitled Creation, chapter number 20 entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Text number 20. Anyonyam asit sanjalpa ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసా కౌరవేంద్ర పుర స్త్రీణాం సర్వ శృతి మనోహర అన్యోన్యమాసిత సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం కౌరవేంద్రపురస్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహరః అన్యోన్యం ఆసిత్ సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం కౌరవేంద్రపురస్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహరః అన్యోన్యమాసీత్ సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం కౌరవేంద్రపురస్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహరః. ప్లీజ్ చాంట్. అన్యోన్యమాసిత సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ కౌరవేంద్రపుర స్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహర ఆసిత సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం ఆసిత సంజల్ప అన్యోన్యమాసిత్ సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం కౌరవేంద్రపుర స్త్రీణాం అన్యోన్యమాసిత్ సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతసాం కౌరవేంద్రపుర స్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహర అన్యోన్యం ఆసిత సంజల్ప ఉత్తమ శ్లోక చేతస. మాతాజీ అన్యోన్యమాసిత సంజల్ప కౌరవేంద్ర పుర స్త్రీణాం సర్వశ్రుతి మనోహర. అన్యోన్యం among one another asit there were sanjalpah about uttama shloka the supreme who is praised by selected poetry chetasam of those whose hearts are absorbed in that way kauravendra the king of the kurus pura capital strinam all the ladies sarva all shruti the vedas manaharaha attractive to the mind. Translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the ladies on the roofs of all the houses of Hastinapur, who were all absorbed in the thought of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, who is sung in select poetry, began to talk of him. This talk was more attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. Okay, I'll read from here. You can scroll up, I'll read from there. Yeah, I don't know, whichever I got. But I can read from here. Absorbed in the thought of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, who is glorified in select poetry, the ladies on the roofs of all the houses of Hastinapur began to talk of him. This talk was more attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in all the Vedic literatures, the goal is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Factually, the glories of the Lord are depicted in such literature as the Vedas, Ramayana and Mahabharata. And in the Bhagavatam, they are specifically mentioned in respect to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, while the ladies on the tops of the houses in the capital of the kings of the Kuru dynasty were talking about the Lord, their talk was more pleasing than the Vedic hymns. Anything sung in the praise of the Lord is Shruti Mantra. There are songs of Thakur Narottam Das, one of the Acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Has approved the songs of Narottam Das, one of the Acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, composed in simple Bengali language. But Thakur Vishwanath Chakravarti, another very learned Acharya of the same Sampradaya, has approved the songs by Thakur Narottam Das to be as good as Vedic mantras, and this is so because of the subject matter. The language is immaterial, but the subject matter is important. The ladies who were all absorbed in the thought and actions of the Lord developed the consciousness of Vedic wisdom by the grace of the Lord. And therefore, although such ladies might not have been very learned scholars in Sanskrit or otherwise, still whatever they spoke was more attractive than the Vedic hymns. The Vedic hymns in the Upanishads are sometimes indirectly directed to the Supreme Lord. But the talks of the ladies were directly spoken of the Lord, and thus they were more pleasing to the heart. The ladies' talks appeared to be more valuable than the learned Brahmana's benedictions. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurayana Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So here now Krishna is departing from Hastinapur and going to his home, Dwarka. That's what is being discussed here. Krishna came with a purpose to Hastinapur. And before this time he came, he had already came, he had come there in Hastinapur as a messenger of peace to avoid the war. So Krishna had that time visited Hastinapur, and he met all the senior people in the Kuru dynasty. He wanted to avoid the war, and as we know, you know, they never approve what Krishna had to say. Krishna was asking for only 5 villages so that the Kaurava Pandavas can rule one village each. 5 Pandavas. But Duryodhan, you know, he said he doesn't want to give even the land that can occupy the tip of a needle. So when Krishna heard, you know, that in that regard, it is said that already Vidura had told Krishna that there is no point, you know, coming for this suggestion to Duryodhan, because Duryodhan, he's not going to listen to you. He's already so much puffed up. But Krishna wanted to give an opportunity. So that is the nature of Krishna, that he likes to give opportunity to each and every individual soul. Even all of us, we are in one body, and you know, after the death, the soul is transferred to another body. That is a fresh start that Krishna gives to each living entity. That, okay, this lifetime you messed it up. It's okay. Again, start up fresh in the next life. That is Krishna's compassion, karunyata. Like the devotee on the other side may not give the complete cooperation, may not behave the way desired by Krishna. You know, but still Krishna likes to give the opportunity. And that's why Krishna keeps on coming to this world, you know, to call all these conditioned souls back to his Godhead, which is the home of each and every one of us. Now the war has been fought. So many people have been killed. 640 million people have been killed. Such a massacre. And then Krishna came with the winning party to Hastinapur, and he stayed there for a few days. The reason he came was, you know, one of the most important reasons that Krishna came after the war is he wanted to console mostly Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, because they have lost 100 sons. And also so many people have lost their sons. Many of the women have lost their husbands. So that is the main motive that Krishna came to give comfort to their minds. And he also came to establish the kingdom of Yudhishthir. He also came back with the purpose that, you know, to again, you know, establish the lost principles in Hastinapur. And now it's his time to go back to Dwarka. On the other side, in Dwarka, devotees are in separation from Krishna. All the, you know, 16,100 and wives. So many children. You know, Krishna had 10 sons from each wife and one daughter. So such a big family is waiting in Dwarka. They are in separation, and these devotees are actually having the personal association of Krishna. Now, you know, it is very important that now Krishna is leaving Hastinapur. That means he is going to give separation to all the devotees in Hastinapur. So some of the ladies who were already, they have heard the glories of Krishna. They have seen Krishna from a distance. So they came on the rooftop and they wanted to see Krishna. You know, they wanted to bid their farewell to Krishna, and they are on the rooftop. That time, they are discussing amongst themselves the glories of Krishna. Now, which glories? That has not been mentioned here. But they were, you know, speaking of Krishna, and anything, any subject matter that is about Krishna is as good as Vedic hymns. That's what this verse is saying. Now, many people would say that Vedas are the highest authority of our, you know, the entire basis is Vedas. How can something be spoken by the ladies, you know, who may not be very great scholars, may not be authorities, but they are just speaking amongst themselves the glories of Krishna, and they are, those glories are compared to the hymns of Vedas. They were more enchanting. The, you know, basic idea is Krishna is absolute. Anything that is about Krishna is also absolute. Krishna's name, you know, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, and Krishna's activities. These four, you know, specifically these four things about Krishna, they are completely transcendental, they are absolute, and they are as good as Krishna. Krishna Naam, Rupa, Guna and Leela, it is as good as Krishna's personal form. So, mostly, you know, in the world, each one of us has a tendency to speak. Everyone likes to speak about some subject matter. These ladies, you know, they are not using that sense of, you know, speaking in speaking some worldly matter. Like most of the times, you know, men and women, they like to gossip. They like to speak about worldly subject matter, like politics, what's happening in, you know, some type of games, what's happening in our family, or most of the times what's happening in someone else's family. That is like the, you know, the subject matter. And more than men, women like to speak, talk a lot. And it is said by Chanakya Pandit that women have a nature to speak, and men cannot completely satisfy that nature. So that's why it is better. That's why in the Vedic culture, women and men, they used to be, you know, separate. So that women can completely, their, you know, sense of speaking can be completely satisfied by other women. And that way, men would also focus on their work, whatever their duties. So the daytime, men would work according to their duties, according to their varna. You know, brahmanas, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra. And ladies, they would have their own friends, their own, you know, sisters, sister-in-laws, mother-in-law, they would be together. ಕಲೌ ಸಂಘಶಕ್ತಿ ಕಲೌ ಕಲಿಯುಗೆ ಸಂಘಶಕ್ತಿ ಯುನಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡಿಸೈನ್ ನೌ ದೀಸ್ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ you know like politics or oh this person did that you know do you remember what he did they are talking about krishna they are using the sense of speaking in krishna's glorification and that is very important that's very hard like in upadeshamrut rupa goswami he mentions the first urge that is very hard to control is vacho vegam ಮನಸ್ಸು ಕ್ರೋಧ ವೇಗಂ ಜಿಹ್ವಾ ವೇಗಂ ಉದರ ಉಪಸ್ಥ ವೇಗಂ ಏತಾನ್ ವೇಗಾನ್ ಯುನೋ ವಿಷಹೇತ್ ಯಧೀರ ಸರ್ವೇ ಅಪಿ ಮಾಂ ಪೃಥಿವೀಂ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾತ್ ಸೊ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದ ಸೋಬರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ದ ಅರ್ಜ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಡಿಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ದ ಆಂಗರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ದ ಟಂಗ್ and belly and genitals such a person who can control these organs he can become guru and he can make the disciples all over the world so it is so important to control ourselves and the first one he mentions is vacho vegam you know don't just flap your tongue because you have been given a tongue don't utilize it to speak for some subject matter that is irrelevant because whatever you speak those thoughts remain those impressions remain on your mind and whatever you are speaking that's the level of consciousness that you have achieved so when somebody is speaking about krishna constantly that itself means how much he is absorbed in krishna your thoughts are converted in your words so that's why the words that come out from someone's mouth they actually show what kind of consciousness that person has so that's why it is very important to understand and in this purport Srila Prabhupada also mentions that Krishna's holy name you know the naam roop guna and leela these four things are as good as Krishna like the holy name like Srila Prabhupada he came from India he came alone you know to New York and he was there you know trying to preach krishna consciousness and one time in the Tompkinson Square Park Srila Prabhupada just decided to start kirtan sankirtan hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare hare so Srila Prabhupada what he did that video is there you can see that video and if you closely observe Srila Prabhupada you will see that Srila Prabhupada his eyes are closed and he just started kirtan his you know famous tune hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare only the absorption in the holy name of krishna that's what Srila Prabhupada was doing and there are so many people who are joining the kirtan and they are dancing but Srila Prabhupada is completely aloof of that Srila Prabhupada he is not looking oh who is joining how many people he is completely absorbed in krishna's holy name and from there so many people joined so absorption in the holy name of krishna because when a pure devotee chants the name of krishna the krishna who is already residing in his heart he pops out and he is dancing on his tongue that's what is mentioned so that's how important it is the holy name one time one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that how can I preach the message of bhagavad gita and bhagavatam how can I preach just like the way you did so Srila Prabhupada said all you have to do is give them hare krishna maha mantra everything else will be automatically taken care of you have to give this maha mantra because this maha mantra itself is direct glorification of krishna in vrindavan when krishna was a little baby that time there are incidents that nanda maharaj would perform some yagya you know there were some sanskar for krishna or whatever that time this baby krishna you know he is sitting on the lap of mother yashoda he is hearing those Vedic mantras. You know, great, great Brahmanas, they are sitting and they are chanting Vedic mantras, which are also the glorification of the same personality, Krishna. But that is indirect glorification. You know, the Vedic mantras, they describe Krishna as, "Hey Vasudev, you are so great. You are the owner of the three worlds. You know, everything that exists comes from you." That is true, but it is still not direct glorification. So it is mentioned that even that time, Krishna would feel sleepy and he may sleep on the lap of Mother Yashoda. But the same Krishna, when, you know, there is glorification of Krishna that is happening in the form of Krishna's activities, it is mentioned that Krishna, he himself gets so much curious to know what my devotees are talking about me. You know, just like, for example, it is very easy to understand. Suppose you are walking by and you hear your name. For example, I'm walking by and I hear like 2-3 people are talking, and I hear, you know, they are speaking something, and I hear Shyamukundas, you know. Then I would want to see what they are talking. Or if in a closed room there are some people and you hear your name, Shyamukun, and so you want to know what Shyamukun, what, right? So the same way when devotees are discussing about Krishna, Krishna gets very curious to know what they are talking. Because Krishna has been described that he is very curious to know about his own glories. Because Krishna is a very humble person. And all the humble people, they actually do not know their own glories. And the devotees of Krishna, they have been described as Bhagavad Guna Darpana. They are the reflectors of the glories of Krishna, his qualities, his pastimes. So that's why the devotees are considered the reflectors. Just like if you want to know about Radha and Krishna, the best person is Srila Prabhupada. When you read his books, then you can understand how Radha and Krishna, what type of family is there in the spiritual world, what type of world it is. So when you hear from the pure devotee, they tell you exactly. And that is also the personality of Krishna. He likes to hear about himself. And Krishna's form is also as good as, like it is, Krishna's form is also considered non-different. Even if you remember Krishna's form, that in Bhagavatam it is described how Krishna's, you know, lotus face, how beautiful it is. You know, yasya ananam makar kundal charu karnya. He has this shark-shaped earrings that are swinging. You know, brajat kapola subhagam suvilasa hasam. His smile is so enchanting that it can enchant the entire world, entire creation. And just looking at Krishna, there is an eternal festival going on in Vrindavan. Nityotsavam tatrapur drishibhi pibantyo. All the devotees of Vrindavan, they are drinking the nectarian beauty of Krishna. And that's how they are celebrating Nityotsav, eternal festival. Like here when we celebrate festival, 2-3 days we are so happy, and then, you know, so many people come from all over the, you know, world here. Like Prabhupada festival, we have such a big festival. And then when the devotees go back, then we feel that, oh, this, you know, we want the festival to just go on forever. Right? And the same type of mood is in Vrindavan. In the spiritual world, every day is festival. Every moment is festival because they are constantly seeing Krishna. And then guna. Third one is Krishna's qualities. Now Krishna's qualities are unlimited. Nobody can describe the qualities of Krishna. Just one quality of Krishna, compassion. You know, just like we described that Krishna wanted to give another chance to Duryodhan. Now somebody who is so bad as Duryodhan, still Krishna wants to give one more chance. Let me try. Maybe this person, you know, even though he is atrocious, he is so bad, but still maybe, you know, this time he may change his mind. That is Krishna's nature. By nature, he wants to give one more chance to the living entity. That is the quality of Krishna. There was a king who had many ministers, who had great scholars as his ministers. So one time he said, "You all glorify God so much. You say that God is so great, God is so compassionate, He is the best. I want all of you to tell me one thing that I can do, but God cannot do." And he said that he announced a big prize. Whoever will tell me one thing that I can do, but God cannot do. Everybody started, you know, reading scriptures. Everybody opened all their books. And they tried their best to find out what can be one thing that a person can do, like a king can do, but God cannot do. All of them, you know, after, you know, so many days, they came up with so many things, but the king didn't like. Like somebody said that, oh, you can perform a sinful activity, God cannot do a sinful activity. But the king said, no, that is not true. God can do apparently sinful activity, but that is also glorious. Just like, you know, in the previous verse you saw, that apparently God can even steal butter. Like stealing is considered very obnoxious. Stealing is never appreciated. Or killing someone is never appreciated. But God can kill someone, and he is called like Putanare, Putanari, or Murari, Kansari. You know, devotees still glorify him. When he steals butter, he becomes Makhan Chor. Actually, that is the best meditation for all the devotees. How is it possible? So the king said, no, that is not true. Like, whatever, I want some satisfactory answer. So after so many days, you know, almost everybody gave up. But one Brahmana was very intelligent. He came and he said, I will give you the answer. And the king was very eager. But the Brahmana said, there is one thing that you can do, but the God cannot. And that is, you can, you know, kick out a person from your kingdom, but this activity cannot be done by God himself. He cannot throw away a person from his kingdom, because wherever he will throw, that is also his kingdom. Everything that exists is his own kingdom. So he cannot really debar anyone. And that is his mercy. And even though he may throw anyone anywhere, but that is still his kingdom. And he still takes charge of that person. He still goes with that person, along with him, being his companion in the form of Paramatma. So he is constantly there with everyone. And he never gives up his devotees. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is so beautifully mentioned, Sei Bhakta Dhanya Jena Chadi Prabhu Charan. Who is the great devotee? Who is the greatest of devotee? Who does not give up the master? You know, who never gives up upon God. Ever. You know, whatever happens, he is always there. He always keeps his trust on God. That is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sei Bhakta Dhanya Jena Chadi Prabhu Charana. Sei Prabhu Dhanya Jena Chadi Nija Jana. And who is the greatest of gods? Who is the best? Who is the supreme personality of Godhead? That person who never gives up on his devotees. Jena Chadi Nija Jana. That is the real quality of God. So that is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we see Krishna never gives up on his devotees. And the fourth one is Krishna's activities. Like this entire Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the activities of Shri Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that Krishna is in the beginning of Bhagavatam. Krishna is in the middle of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is at the end of Bhagavatam. What to speak of this? Krishna is in every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna's activities are all transcendental. Krishna is called Adubhuta Karmana. anything that he does that is perfect. Even he may apparently do something that we may feel immoral, but that is perfectly moral, because Krishna does it in perfection. Like, you know, Krishna, one time, Krishna and Balaram, they always, you know, they like to play together. When they started to crawl, they started moving around, and they used to follow the sound of the ankle bells. And, you know, because Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they both used to be busy in the household chores, and that time they would just leave Krishna and Balaram to play in the courtyard. But then after some time, they would start to feel separation from the mother. That is like the natural thing for the babies. So they would follow the sound of the ankle bells, you know, and they would follow any gopi. And after some time, when they would see that this gopi is not my mother, then they would get completely scared and they would run back to the home. And the gopis would laugh. You know, those gopis who were elderly gopis. When Krishna started to walk, you know, his baby steps, he was not walking, you know, firmly. He was, you know, taking baby steps. That time, gopis would tell Krishna that, Krishna, do you know what I have made today in my home? I have made sandesh. Do you want sandesh? So this baby Krishna would naturally be so happy, yes. So those elderly gopis would say, I will give you sandesh only if you perform a dance for me. So that Krishna, on whose, you know, tips of the fingers he makes the entire world dance, you know, jai ichche nachai, that is Krishna, you know, he makes every one of us dance. That Krishna was being danced, that those gopis would make Krishna dance. And Krishna and Balaram, they have so many enchanting pastimes. Like, that's why when Shukadeva Goswami started narrating the childhood baby pastimes of Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj became ecstatic. And he mentions that all the pastimes of Krishna in all the incarnations, they are great. But as soon as the baby pastimes started, he mentions that these are the most beautiful. Yena yena avatarin Bhagavan Hari Ishvara karoti karna ramyani manodjnani chana prabho. He mentions that all the other pastimes I have to remember, but these pastimes are so enchanting that I don't have to even remember these pastimes. They just remain with me. You know, karoti karna ramyani, they are so enchanting to the ears. So that's why we have to hear about Krishna's pastimes constantly. Because once we hear Krishna's pastimes, then they remain in our heart. Our heart will be completely purified. And that is the real, you know, purification. Actually, it is also said that Krishna came so that he would leave behind beautiful pastimes for all the devotees to meditate upon, so that there will be very quick purification, instant purification process. Because how can one not fall in love with such a personality who is giving pleasure to each and everyone? Like Sri Rupa Goswami, he mentions a beautiful pastime. That one time when Krishna and Balaram, they were playing outside for an entire day, and they came back, and after playing so much, you know, nobody knows what did they do all day. When they came, they were completely covered in mud. You know, pankha abhishikta. They were both completely, you know, covered in mud. So much that Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, they had difficulty knowing who is who. Pankha abhishikta sakala vayavam vilokya damodaram vadati kopa vashat Yashoda. Tvamsu karo sigata janmani putanare ityukta sasmita mukho vatano murare. This Rupa Goswami, he mentioned so beautifully. He said that that time Mother Yashoda became so angry. She became furious. She said, is this the way to come home? Who comes home like this covered in mud? Tvamsu karo sigata janmani putanare. Were you a pig in your last life. Tvam sukarosi gata janmani puta nare ityukta sasmita mukho. Krishna smiled and he said, yes, Varahadev. Krishna, you know, yes, I was. Keshava dhrita sukara rupa jay jagadishare. So he took that form of a boar to, you know, save the earth. So that is Krishna, and that is the beautiful writings of our Acharya. So that's why one has to read all those meditations and all the beautiful pastimes. Once you hear the pastimes, there is no escape. Actually, Rupa Goswami also mentions that if someone has any material desires, you fulfill them, but don't hear about Krishna. Once you hear about Krishna, he is going to capture you. He is so lovable that you will fall in love, and that is going to be forever. So that is what Rupa Goswami has mentioned, all the six Goswamis. And this knowledge is coming down in the parampara. Srila Prabhupada wrote Krishna book, which is filled with these pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada, he said that one should read Krishna book before sleeping. Before night sleep, if you read Krishna book, you will have beautiful dreams. And your night will be also, you will meditate on Krishna, his pastimes. So Srila Prabhupada's books is very important. All the books of Srila Prabhupada, they are constantly and completely there in relation to Krishna's activities. Because Krishna is Adbhut Karmana, and his activities, whoever understands the activities of Krishna, that one condition, you know, whoever understands the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities, that person gets the entrance, direct entrance. Janma karma chame divam evam yo vetti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mahameti sorjuna. So only one qualification, understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities and you can go back to Godhead. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Anybody has any questions? Prem Sankirtan.
Okay, Hare Krishna. If I speak with, if I talk with him about you, and you want to know what's going on because we mentioned your name, so you want to come here and, oh, what you're talking about me? But you know, what about Krishna? Krishna already know everything. He's in his heart, he's in my heart, he's in your heart. So if I speak with you about Krishna, why should it be so much interesting to know about himself? This makes sense?
Okay. Yeah, the question Prabhuji is asking, the example that I gave, that if someone is talking about us, naturally we get curious to know. But Prem Sankirtan Prabhu is saying that Krishna is already present everywhere. Krishna is already in the heart of everyone. Then why does he have to be curious? Right. So, you know, by Siddhanta perspective, one can understand that Krishna, who is the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, he is, that is like the tattvic, he is different than his expansions. Like there is Vaibhav Prakash expansions and there is two types of expansions of Krishna. So anyways, Krishna has these two types, right? So the Paramatma is there, who is expansion of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. So in one sense, Krishna knows. In one sense, Krishna doesn't know. So Krishna, you cannot restrict Krishna saying that Krishna knows. That is also one restriction that you are putting on Krishna. If you say that God cannot know my thoughts, that is what you are putting God into restriction. But if you say God has to know my thoughts, that is also one restriction. You are also saying, you are also, you know, forcing God to know everything. So you cannot force God on anything. He is completely, you know, Swarat. So that is one deeper understanding of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no need of performing any pastimes. you know, there is no need for Krishna to come to Vrindavan. He would say that, I already know what Mother Yashoda has made for lunch. Why should I go lunch? Actually, love can manifest only when two people are, you know, trying to exchange it without knowing each other's feelings. Then there can be spontaneity, right? Because Krishna, in one sense, he is Paramatma in the hearts of all the gopis also, in the hearts of all the devotees. So if, you know, Krishna says that he knows everything, then he is missing on his own enjoyment, you know, spontaneity. So that's why Krishna knows, at the same time he decides not to know so that he can enjoy.
Yeah, so this is not what I was going to say, but just tacking on to what you have just said, I think it is much simpler than it is being made to be. Krishna is, he loves to make people laugh. He's an actor. He's always playing. He's frolicsome. He jumps. He dances. He mispronounces words. He does so many things which make people laugh, and that's part of his charm, that he makes you laugh in such a way that you can even not even understand why you're even laughing in that way, because as I said, he's so compelling and so charming. So therefore, as far as he likes to imitate too, he imitates what the adults are doing, and he sometimes exaggerates when he does things, and that's his charm, that's his playfulness. That's his joking. He likes to joke. He makes people laugh. And that is also laughable when he's going and listening to what people are saying about himself. And they see this little child, and he looks so curious. That's funny, actually. Why is he so curious? What does it even matter? But the very fact that he's making it matter makes it curious and makes it funny. And when people laugh, that makes him also even happier. So that's at least my understanding of it. I would not go so philosophically deep into it. Krishna is a frolicsome person. He's a playful. That's his charm. That's his what compels us to him. So that's all I wanted to say just on that particular point. But on the other point, I just wanted to make out, Prabhuji, first of all, it's a very nice class that you gave, because it harkened forth so many nice pastimes, and just the hearing about them is by a person who's very much absorbed in the loving service of Krishna makes them very relishable. So I thank you very much for making them relishable to not only myself, to every other. I didn't see anybody yawning here. I didn't see anybody nodding out here. Everybody's eyes, as I glanced around, were wide open. And therefore, it shows that your subject matter was not only well chosen, but well spoken as well. So I want to thank you for that. In the course of your talk, you mentioned, is there something that Krishna cannot do? And there is something that Krishna cannot do. He himself says that he cannot do it. And that which he cannot do is that he can never repay the love of the gopis. It is impossible, he said. So he said, you'll just have to be satisfied with your own pious or spiritual activities, and that will be that. Of course, being satisfied with their own pious activities means, basically, that they simply remember him, and in remembering him, they are experiencing incredible degree of blissfulness, a great degree of happiness and satisfaction. So that's his payment. The bliss that they get, the joy they get, the happiness they get, the peacefulness they get, the eagerness to serve him is what they get, and that actually is his payment. In other words, he gives basically himself, but in effect, he himself says, I cannot, no matter what I give, it is still, I am in debt. So my debt is infinite, it never ends, and that's the way it goes.
Jai Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tiger Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.